Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm. Has called me to this passage, and I
Hello.
I'm here.
Yeah, I'm here too.
How you doing?
Hi, Rod.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is Tuesday, May 3rd, the very first Tuesday of a brand new month and a brand new day that God has given us. And I'm pleased to announce that Dr. Lolly is back with us tonight after being in Florida. And I think she's training to be an astronaut. But we're going to find out a little bit more about that when she comes on. And we have our friends from Canada and maybe some other people from other parts of the United States. But we're glad to have everybody. And we'd like to thank Nathan for hosting this call and giving us this opportunity to present Dr. Lolly and the wonderful guest that she brings on. And Dr. Lolly, are you there?
I am here, Ida. And I want to thank you for interrupting your busy schedule and the sacrifices that you make to host our show and render the disclaimers every week, because we are bringing the new, the improved, the innovation that is making families healthy and sustaining lives. I want to thank also Mr. Hill, Jonathan Hill, and his program, Nathan on the Spot, who tries to keep the spotlight on, you know, what's hot in the news and things we should concern ourselves with to keep our families safe and healthy. And so I thank everybody for being on the show tonight, to our family in Canada, to our friends that are listening in from all across the United States, to newcomers to the show. Welcome, everyone. And again, as Ida has said, this show is for educational purposes. It is not, the technologies presented here are not intended to treat, prevent, cure, or diagnose disease. But we are under a national call to action from the Department of Health and Human Services. And in that national call to action, the spotlight is being put on houses and the fact that the conversion of chemicals and radiation in your house can be making you sick. The national call to action coming out of the Office of the Surgeon General spotlights the fact that our houses are making us sick, and we need new and better ways, new and better technologies that can reduce our exposure to chemical conversion and radiation conversion, both radiation from your electrical system and for radioactive gases such as radon that may be in your house. And I want to spotlight that tonight, talking about the conversion of chemicals and radiation that can be in your house. Now, when we think about radon, most people think that radon, or let me just say this, in a survey of about 30 people, they were asked the question, does radon come when you have a gas system in your house? Like you have a gas stove, you have gas heating for your furnace, you have gas heating for your hot water tank. And I was surprised to note and to observe that so many people think that radon is associated to having natural gas in your house, and it is not. The gas that you have that is a byproduct of natural gas in the house is carbon monoxide and carbon dioxide. Those are the two gases that are formed when you have natural gas. We had Miss Cecilia on the phone. I won't attempt to pronounce her last name, but she's a health physicist from Westinghouse in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And I think she explained it best on the show. Radon is when your soil, the dirt that your house or your apartment is built in, contains uranium, a rock. And when that uranium begins to decay, it releases a radioactive gas called radon. Now, this is what blew me away. There are other sources of radon emitting in your house through ionized sources. Did you know that your fire detector, your fire alarm, also has ionized radiation that can emit radon. If you have those beautiful granite stone counters in your kitchen and in your bathroom, they also have uranium rock that can emit radon in your home. Those ceramic vases that we love to put our flowers in and sit in the middle of our kitchen table while we're eating, some of them, the way they're processed and the way that they do the fire, the blasting to make them shiny and beautiful, is with an ionized radiation source that can emit radon also. So now we're looking a little differently to these sources in the house and looking at how, what kind of ventilation sources do we need. And I was totally amazed to find out that Dr. Oz is now in the Healthy Smart Homes campaign. He's into the healthy living, and he had some experts on his show. They were talking about radon coming from the soil, off-gassing in your house in cracks, and they were talking about the times of year that you should test for radon is in the month of January, which is usually one of the coldest, because radon is a radioactive gas. It will condense. When it comes in through the cracks in your basement or through the cracks in your flooring from either a crawl space or from, you know, the ground, it is comes in condensed and then it expands. So the concentration of radon can be really, really high in the winter in your home. And that's why so many people have sustained coughs and colds and running noses. It's like they have flu symptoms that they cannot get rid of. A lot of times when they're testing their home, they're finding out that the levels of radon are high. So what kind of levels should you have? The levels should be below 4.0 picocuries per liter. That's small p, capital C-I/L, picocuries per liter of radioactive gas. That's how low it should be. When it's above that, radon can actually poison the blood. When it's metabolized and you breathe it in, it actually, when it metabolizes to polonium-210, that can poison the blood, and to alpha particles that are highly assaultive to lung tissue. That's why Dr. Oz experts recommended that every day you should open up your windows, even in the winter, and let your house ventilate for 15 minutes. Let the cold air come in the winter and let the warm air come in the summer. I used to hear my grandmother talk about airing out the house. I just thought it was to, you know, open it up and let some of the smells of my brother's socks out the window, because God knows my mother used to tease him about having socks that had such a fermented smell that they could fertilize the cornfield, little corn plants. But there really is some validity to opening up the window 15 minutes a day and letting air blow through your house to reduce the presence of radioactive gases. And so now, if you go online and search, let me back up a little bit. The American Nurses Association is a great advocacy group for environmental toxins. And in 2007, they began to advocate for the American people to get the Environmental Agency, Protection Agency, to fully disclose of chemical conversions of the presence of toxic chemicals in our communities. And so that information, they won in court. They actually took them to court. And so the information is available. If you have, grab your pencil and paper, because you want to know what kind of chemicals are converging in your area. You can now access that data bank at the Environmental Protection Agency in the United States. I don't know where the information may be contained in Canada, but I'm sure if the U.S. has it, the Canadian government has it, and I'm not sure if it's publicly available, but at least you know what to look for. If you Google safegreenschools.com, it's a blog, and the second little blog entry talks about USA Today. It's got a direct link. You click on that link, excuse me, and you go to that blog. You click on the link, and actually, it will take you to an informatic page at USA Today. You simply put in the name of the school, put in the city that the school is in, and the state, and it will tell you what is the chemical conversion around that school. They linked the data to schools because they wanted parents and communities to come together to really be proactive in putting the necessary infrastructure for adequate ventilation to reduce exposure. So, you know, if the school is high in exposure, you are, and you live near that school, you have the potential risk for the same exposures because these chemical conversions are coming from industry around your house and in your community. And, for example, if you have a seizure disorder, we've been talking forever about electricity causing seizures, but there's another manufacturing chemical called polonium-6. And if you have a company that's manufacturing with polonium-6 and it off-gasses in the air, you could find yourself having seizures, especially if you're retired, you're home alone, and you need to you're breathing in the air and you have high EMF in your house. High electromagnetic fields in your house has the potential risk for increasing the assault of chemicals and radioactive gases, and that's the reason why we started this whole campaign, Healthy Smart Homes 2020, because we are in an era of time of not need to know information, but must know information to save our lives and have healthy living. And so I thank everybody for, and especially to my archangel up in Canada, Rod Groom, who is a watchman on the wall, so to speak, for covering the show last week. He just is a great advocate for what we're doing, and he just tests the theoretical framework for everything we do. If we say that the biobalancer, the flat battery, does something, he will test it out to the fullest degree and get his own results. So he's one of our valued investigative researchers, but he covered for us last week. Had the opportunity to be in Florida and to work with some chiropractors down there who were launching this new machine coming out of NASA, the Mayo Vision Machine, which is engineered by David Marcerin, one of the electrophysicists that worked at NASA and developed the machine to study how the body absorbs static. And I was excited to learn that now not only does the machine evaluate the absorption of static, but it evaluates that static in motion in the body. And I was excited to hear, yes, that the machine is now approved by FDA. So Medicare will reimburse the physician for rendering a care evaluation with this machine. MyoVision is spelled MyoVision. So there's numerous practitioners with these machines nationwide now, and they're doing some phenomenal things. And we were excited to see how this machine.
Trying to find 109. I think this is it right here. Yeah, thank you.
Yes. So if you want to mute your phone, please, unless you want to speak, you have a question. Did somebody have a question? Because I heard someone speaking, and I wasn't sure if they had a question.
Sorry, that was me. I'm sorry.
Okay, no problem. I just wanted to make sure I didn't go over anyone that wanted to speak and share. But what I'm excited about is that this problem of electromagnetics and the body's adverse response to it is now becoming moving front and center in the medical and wellness community, because we do understand that static coming from electromagnetic fields absorbs in the body, and it can create all kinds of health disparities. So I'm glad that Dr. Oz and the Office of the Surgeon General and the Center for Disease Control are now addressing this issue of healthy smart homes and the environmental issues that are creating seizures. And it's just phenomenal to hear all of the self-studies, the self-reports that people are contacting me and sharing. I'm so excited that in the past 3 weeks, we have the physician who's doing an investigative study on our technology, on houses, and some of his clients that are using the technology, that doing their own self-investigation and self-reporting studies. And we actually had two people share their testimonies. Both of them were scheduled for eye surgery, and they've been listening in on the line to people sharing that, listening to Rita sharing her story about using the light and having an MRI report that came back that they could not find her tumor. And so both of these ladies were scheduled for eye surgery. The first lady had macular deterioration, and she had a hole in her eye. There was swelling around the macula, and her vision was 20/100. She shared her doctor's report. She had a flat battery in her shoe. She had her bedroom retrofitted, and she's in the process of having her whole home retrofitted with our filters and the Q2x2s and 2x3 and Q1x1 technologies. Now, what are they? They're bioharmonizers that block the static from emitting from your electrical system and support the body's ability to resist absorption of static radiation. And so she also used the light system, the flat tap light, with the nanos or the bioharmonizer or the flat battery taped on the lens of the light. She gave herself 5 seconds worth of light energy to the eye for 1 minute each. And I told her when she told me she had to have surgery, I said, well, let me share another doctor with you, because that surgery is pretty complex and you always want to get a second opinion when you have those kinds of surgeries that threaten the very vitality of your eye and vision. And so she went to one of the top doctors in the United States. And by the time she got there, when she originally had the prognosis given to her that she had to have surgery, her vision at that time was 20/2100. That is pretty severe in terms of visual acuity. She was barely able to see out of that eye. She had been using the light for about 2 weeks. So by the time she got to the specialist, he looked in the eye. All of the swelling was gone. He tested her eye. The visual acuity was now 20/30. And he said, I don't know who told you you needed surgery, but you don't need surgery now. And so 10 days later, she returned to the original doctor who wanted to operate, and he retested her eye and found that the eye had improved even more. She had continued to wear her nano. She continued to sleep in a bedroom that was retrofitted, and now she shared that she had continued to use the light, and when they reevaluated her, her vision was at 20/30. And she was ecstatic with joy. And when the doctor looked in her eye, he told her, he said, the eye has begun to heal itself and close this hole. So we don't need to do surgery on your eye. And she is so ecstatic with joy. She's so grateful you know, for learning about this program and getting working with doctors who understand that the environment may be creating the problem. She also is wearing the prototype, our nano flat battery prototype for glasses, and she just says it makes her eyes so that they're not fatigued. So we're just waiting for the packaging, and they'll be rolling out to market, so keep your hope up. They're coming soon. The other young lady shared her testimony, and it was tremendous because her issue was glaucoma. She reported that during her visual field that the top part of her eye could not perceive anything, that the visual exam showed that it was just black. She only had a visual perspective in the lower part of the field. And they said that even though the pressure was reasonable in the eye, her pressure was 13 to 15. They said the circulation was so sluggish and poor, and they wanted to operate to see if they could open up, you know, the vascular delivery or enhance blood flow to the eye. But when we evaluated her, it seemed that the glasses was holding static, and the problem may be with the glasses. So her glasses were retrofitted to block the static. And it was amazing. She used the flat battery bioharmonizer on a tap light. She reported that she energized her eyes for 5 seconds. And she was scheduled for surgery. And I told her, again, to go for a second opinion. But she wanted to just return back to the doctor on the day of the surgery. And so she said she went to have the surgery done, but she asked them to retest the eye. And if the eye was much improved, she was going to cancel the surgery. So when they looked in the eye, not only was the eye much improved, she reported that her visual field was now, where it had been black, it was now had light, and she could see her acuity was much better. She said that there was so much circulation in the eye, the circulation had increased, and this doctor that was going to do the surgery, he canceled it. He said, we don't need to do the surgery on your eye because it's like a leap of faith or a leap of wellness. This eye health had just done a 180, and he canceled the surgery at Johns Hopkins. So I am so excited about these testimonies that are forthcoming, and I'm excited about another report that came through, another self-study that's with a gentleman in his 40s. He contacted me last week to share that he had his home done about a month ago. He was having about on the average of 12 to 15 seizures a day. And when the health physicists went to evaluate the home, they said the levels were over 1,900. Yes, that's right. 1,900 hertz or BMUs of radiation or gram Stetson units, however you want to call it. And they were able to retrofit the home and reduce those numbers down to 19. And wow. The doctor, I was on a conference when the doctors shared, they were sharing with the doctors for the whole staff to the grand rounds. They wanted everybody to report on his progress because his family is doing a self-study on him. And how his muscles relaxed. Now, this man was in a fetal position. He had been contracted for several months. He had fallen, hit his head in the home, and went into a fetal position. And so they couldn't really give him therapy because he was curled up like a snail. And 4 days after he had his home done, the family reported his muscles became relaxed, and they were able to give him, you know, passive exercises in the home. By the time he followed up with his physician, the doctors were totally astounded that he had gone from being having severe contractions and being in a contracted position, that he was still having a few spasms, but they were able to totally relax the leg and stretch the leg out. So for the first time, he was able to take his full sessions of cold laser therapy. So we're getting great and phenomenal news in. I just want to open up the line to share, because people have been calling me and sharing their testimonies, their progress from all over everywhere. So I thank everybody for tuning in tonight, and I'm really excited because I get to go train with the electrophysicists from NASA. We're putting that together now and get their evaluation on our nanotechnology to get them to play with it so we can see, because they have so many machines that evaluate static, and they're going to see which one best fits our needs. And so we open up the lines now. If anyone wants to share a testimony, or the lines are open now for you to share. Go ahead. Just push one if you want to speak.
Dr. Lally, this is Mario.
Hey, Mario, how are you?
Good, good. You were mentioning about NASA just lately, about what was this about? I just missed the part that.
Oh, well, you know, NASA has that machine. I should say the electrophysicist from NASA, Dave Marcerin, he has been greatly concerned about the effects of EMF, electromagnetic fields, on the astronauts. Because the biggest concern is that when they're in space, they absorb so much static from the EMF radiation that it's a potential source of injury and a cause of cancer. So he developed the MyoVision machine so that they could evaluate, you know, the health risk of the astronauts, because we know that when the body has sustained exposure to electrical radiation, which is full of electromagnetic frequencies and fields, that it causes decreased oxygen absorption and decreased mineral absorption, especially trace minerals. And you have extreme fatigue, and anything that depletes and decreases oxygen absorption potentially has the risk to cause cancer. And so that's what they're concerned. So this electrophysicist got a $400,000 grant from the National Institute of Health to develop this machine, you know, his prototype, and he came up with the MyoVision machine, which is now revolutionizing the chiropractic industry, because what x-rays are to the medical industry, the MyoVision instrument is to chiropractic care. Why? Because it actually allows you to see the body's electrical system in motion. It shows where there are potential blockages in the spine. It shows how the body absorbs static radiation and how static radiation can greatly impair the flow of energy in the spinal nerves. And that's why when we went, the gentleman that shared his testimony on the radio and talked about how he's a gentleman that had Parkinson's disease, Butch Pill, he was on our show the latter part of December, 1st of January, and he shared how he wanted to quantify and qualify why the flat batteries, the nano biobalances, were so effective. They discharged static from his body, and when that happened, his tremors of 11 years that he had from Parkinson's, they dissipated. I mean, like 98%. He might have just a little teeny tremor that's almost unnoticeable. And it was with the MyoVision machine. We went to his chiropractor, who put him on this machine, and we were able to see at baseline so much static radiation emitting from his spine, the static and how it blocked the energy flow and stressed the spinal column. And then when he put the flat battery technologies in the heels of his shoes and in his left chest pocket, it showed immediately how that static was discharged from the body and de-stressed the spine. And then actually, he gave us a copy of his scan report that his doctor did that showed this as a graphic layout. And so I'm excited because the machine, you know, is very user-friendly, but I don't know how to operate it. And what I would like to do is explore even more how this machine works and how we can use it to explore validating this flat battery on many different levels. I mean, and I get tickled because, Rod, I want you to know, the whole time I was down there at this meeting, I was thinking about this machine being in your office and all the therapy. You and Mario can figure it out because you guys are really a true environmental health physicist. You have a natural gift with gadgets that quantify and measure out things. And so,
We could team up with a clinic.
Yes, yes. We've got to find somebody in Montreal. The University of Montreal did have a machine, but I'm not sure if it was the personal machine of a professor up there, because when last time I was in Montreal, we went to go there, and they said they no longer had it, was no longer available. So I'm not sure what the opportunity is now. But I'm on my way to meet up with a number of other doctors that are using it so I can play with it with them since they know how to work it. And I'm excited about what the outcome will be. So we're going there. And speaking of going there, I had the opportunity to circle back to Youngevity and some people using Tangy Tangerine, getting some amazing results. And I said, yes, it's a very good product. I tested it. The integrity of it is the best that I've seen in terms of a vitamin mineral because you can hold Tangy Tangerine to the wall and give it a test. Give it an electric shock, and it is stable. It doesn't lose its vitality. And that is impressive, in my opinion, because if it can do that on the outside of the body, it has the potential to do it even more so on the inside of the body. And so one of the challenges with this whole Healthy People 2020 is, yes, we want a healthy home to keep you balanced, but you're going to have to replenish the minerals that you're losing as you're going throughout your day, being exposed to Wi-Fi and all kinds of radioactive fields and electromagnetic fields and frequencies. You know, every time you go through Walmart or Target, you're walking through their scanner, and, you know, their body responds differently to that. So we have the opportunity to really move forward and get some things done, and it's happening. You know, we having the support of the doctors that have been coming on the line and asking people questions and doing their own investigative studies, it's really fortified our work, and we're really excited about it.
I have a short testimonial, Dr. A, that I just did 2 days ago. It's about EMF in the cars. I've never tested it, but I did it for the first time, and it worked perfectly.
Yes!
That was my niece, as she was, she's 30 years old, and she was sitting in the car without running. I just Bedore test her, you know, test her neurological system, and she was really strong and very endurant. And as soon as she started the car, she lost about 30% of balance.
Wow.
And then I said, now you plug in, because she's harmonized. She's got an harmonized cell phone. She plugged it in, and lo and behold, she was holding 100% and more. And just to finalize, I just used my cell phone without protection and put her in the other hand and evaluate on this last test, and she was holding very strong. She was really impressed.
Yeah, well, you know what? It is so impressive because, Mario, it took us 4 years to be able to get the informatics that we needed for cars incorporated into the bioharmonizer, into the one-inch, the one-by-one. And when we originally started, we started with a tube, and we was tubing up the alternator and the battery cables. But that was such an expensive process, number one, and we were working with a prototype. By the time we had driven 50 miles, half of the infrastructure was lost on the highway, so we had to go back to the drawing board. And then finally, one of the engineers said, well, hey, if we can put this set of frequencies, you know, into the bioharmonizer so that it will balance when the cell phone is plugged in, it can also balance the electrical infrastructure of the car. Voila, we won. And what's even more impressive is that we developed it off of Chevy cars. We had developed it to balance, and then people that had Chevy cars started telling us that we were increasing their gas mileage anywhere from a half a gallon to 2 miles per gallon, anywhere from a half a mile to 2 miles per gallon, a half a mile like in the city, 2 miles on the highway. And I thought that we didn't even do that to increase gas mileage. And then we actually had someone share with us that they had a Toyota Highlander, and they drove a 7-hour trip, or 7 hours, so let's say roughly 400 miles, on a half a tank of gas in a Toyota Highlander. So what it is, whatever it is about Toyota, other people have said with the Toyota, they're getting like sometimes 2 to 4 miles per gallon extra when they plug in their phone. And I know, and I have a one of my cars is a Chevy Trailblazer. I love the Trailblazer. And I drove it to Dallas, Texas with 2 cell phones plugged in, and we increased the gas mileage on the average of about 1.5 miles per gallon. So there are some cars. Now, there's not every car that is getting that. You know, Nissans and Volkswagens, those seem to get any gas mileage improvement. But truly, Toyotas, I've had so many people with Toyotas, so many people with Saturns and Chevys that say they notice a remarked improvement in gas mileage. So I'll be excited, you know, this is what's really cool.
Ida, this is one for you. Ida.
Hi, Rod.
Yeah?
You remember how long ago I put one in my car?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, what happened, Lynn?
Well, I would have trouble driving 50 or 60 or 70 miles without being tired, and I couldn't make it. I'd have to get my wife to drive. And at various times coming back, my restless leg would act up. Well, I put one on my dash, and I can now drive to and back no problem at all. And my restless leg has not acted up at all. And this has got to be a few months. This is a few months ago because I spoke to Rod about it.
Wow, that is fabulous. And I want to give everybody a homework assignment to test that when you plug in your cell phone, not only do you get bioharmonics from the trunk of the car to the end of the car, to the from the front, from the hood to the trunk, you get a field that's about 10 feet all the way around the car. So after you test the person in the car, yes, have them get out of the car and have them walk at 2-foot increments to see how far the field is broadcasting while their car, you know, their cell phone is plugged in. And on the average, it will makes a 10-foot range around the car. And truck drivers use it. Now, this is what's phenomenal, too, Lynn. We had a lawyer who drove from Atlanta to Miami, and she said she would usually have to stop every 2 hours and take a nap. And so she had brought some from me, and she put it in her pants pocket, her hips. And so she had like four. She put one in each back pocket and the other two in her purse. She said she drove all the way from Atlanta to Miami. That's got to be about 12 or 14 hours. And when she got to Miami, she could not believe she had the physical fortitude, because she was the only driver to drive that length. And so she shared her testimony on a conference call with some friends, and a truck driver that had probably, I know, $1 million worth of Mercedes on this big truck. He had all these new Mercedes. He heard her testimony, and he said, you know, Doc, where are you? And I said, well, I happen to be in Atlanta right now. He said, well, I'm in Alabama. Can you meet me out here on Highway 20? And we met him out on Highway 20, and we rigged up that truck and put one in his phone. We put one on his laptop in the truck, a Q1, and then we put the bioharmonizer in his phone. He said he did not have any more fatigue, and he drove from Atlanta all the way up like 11 hours or 10 hours straight. He said usually he has to stop 5 hours and take him a little cat nap. He said he was able to stop for a restroom break, but he did not get the extreme fatigue. And when he had logged his hours, 11 hours, he said he was able to take a nap, but he was able to wake up, you know, feeling fully refreshed and fully revived. So that is phenomenal, Lynn. Thank you for sharing. That is just totally amazing.
Yep.
Wow. So, ladies and gentlemen, we are at the top of the hour. I want to acknowledge mothers on the line. Happy Mother's Day to all of you that have been doing such fabulous jobs. All you fathers that have been both father and mother, I want to say happy Mother's Day. Take time to tell the people that you love, that you love them. Because I found something. I found out that we're all wealthy, and we all have been given the power to get wealth. And where is that power? That power is in the words that we say, and the words that we affirm one another with, and the words that we command our existence with, and our evolution. So find the richest words, the kindest words, the most gentle words, and let your life be full of great wealth. I came across this reflection in the Psalms, because I love ancient literature and I love reading the Bible, especially the Psalms of David. And he said to God, you know, he said something that I thought was so profound. He said, God, it is your gentleness that has made me great. And so that word gentleness just resonated with me. So I looked up the word, and I was totally blown away to find out that the word gentle means to ennoble someone from commonality, to ennoble them. And so in this holiday season where we're celebrating mothers, women were created by God to be glory to men. to be comfort and love and affirmation in ways that stir the soul, stir the heart, stir the mind. So I'm rejoicing over all of you with my love, with my excitement, that we together are making a ripple in the world to make a difference. And because of our work together, our children will have a greater life. They'll be able to live, love, have homes that will not make them crazy, and have tremendous lives. So have a fabulous Mother's Day, a fabulous week. We'll get something out to everybody next week, but I'm getting ready to go play with the electrophysicists in the aerospace community, and I'm so excited about other things that I might learn about how this green nanotechnology that we affectionately call the flat battery, the nanobiobalancer, the bioharmonizer, is affecting and creating change for the good and giving people the hope of health so that they will be empowered to love endlessly. So good night, everyone. You can unmute yourself, push one, say good night. And everybody have a fabulous weekend.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, Dr.
Thanks a lot.
John.
Good night.
He did.